In February 2017, the American Meteor Society got hundreds of reports from people across Illinois and Wisconsin of a green streak blazing across the sky. It was a meteorite careening into Lake Michigan. And ever since, scientists have been looking for its remains in the bottom of the lake. One of them is Mark Hammergren, an astronomer at Chicago's Adler Planetarium and chief scientist on the Aquarius Project, a mission to find this meteorite. Mark, why are you looking for this meteorite in particular?
Well, meteorites, number one, in general, are scientifically interesting. They contain remnants of the formation of our solar system. We can't get that information anywhere else. So, in general, they're interesting. This one, in particular, we have video out of evidence from several different angles, which allowed me to reconstruct the orbit of this meteorite. That's only been done for a couple dozen meteorites.
Do you have any sense of how big it would be if you were to find it?
Well, the pieces are probably very small. And larger pieces, maybe the size of a fist, will be scattered few and far between. So we're really focusing on finding the smaller pieces, pea size, maybe penny size.
In the bottom of Lake Michigan?
In the bottom of Lake Michigan, 200 feet down.
How in the world do you even think about doing that?
Well, at first we thought maybe we could send down a remotely operated vehicle, you know, something with cameras and go hunt around. But, you know, running through the numbers, even the small pieces are going to be scattered very far apart. So that didn't sound like a good option. And then we just kind of started brainstorming and thought, well, maybe we could send down a magnetic sled. The vast majority of meteorites contain little bits of iron, and so they respond to magnets. So that's how the idea of the Aquarius Project meteorite sled was born.
What are you hoping to learn once you find it, if you find it?
Well, there are a couple different things. Number one is just studying how meteorites weather underwater and just proving the concept that this is a way to recover meteorites. The world is covered with, you know, three-quarters of its surface with oceans. So if we can find meteorites underwater, then that opens up a new realm of discovery.
And regardless of whether you find pieces of this meteorite under Lake Michigan, you also are hoping to learn a little bit about the lake because we actually know surprisingly little about the bottom of Lake Michigan.
Yeah, that was a big surprise to us when we started this project. We figured things would be mapped out in great detail and we'd know what the bottom of the lake looked like, whether it was smooth sediments or rocky. But it turns out that that was unknown, especially in this area. So when we first sent down the sled and had a camera attached to it, this was terra incognita. And we saw what really surprised the marine biologists, was pretty much every inch of the surface or the sediments there was carpeted with mussels. And every place that we sent down the sled, we saw the same kind of thing, invasive quagga mussels.
Well, maybe they're munching on some meteorite now.
You know, they like sticking onto things. So sometimes we pick up little bits of metal, little bits of magnetic stone with mussels attached to them.
That is Mark Hammergren, who is an astronomer at Chicago's Adler Planetarium and chief scientist on this Aquarius project, which is looking underneath Lake Michigan for pieces of a meteorite that went down there in 2017. Mark, good luck, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.